Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Hey guys, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. Thank you for being here today. Now, I know some of you may be new to these. If you're brand new to these, we spend a couple of minutes every single weekday, and our hope is to provide encouragement and some hope for the day. And if you've been around these a while, thank you so much for making this part of your daily routine. We are so honored. And if you ever get behind, I would encourage you to carve out a little time, maybe on the weekends, just to listen to a couple, maybe while you're doing some housework or driving to your next appointment, and just use it as an opportunity to download some truth and some encouragement. Because if you're anything like me, man, I could use a good word in this season. Well, today on the podcast, I want to talk about this idea of your identity. In other words, where do you find your worth? Where do you find your value? And if you discover that you've been placing that in the wrong place, how do you change it? Well, recently we taught here at Sugar Hill Church about a man named Blind Bartimaeus. His story is found in Mark chapter 10. Can you imagine having an issue? For him, it's blindness. For you, it may be something else. But can you imagine having an issue for so long in your life that that issue really isn't just something that you have, but it becomes who you are? In other words, your issue becomes your identity. For Bartimaeus, that is definitely so, because many people knew him as Blind Bartimaeus. His issue had become his identity. Well, in Mark chapter 10, Jesus is traveling and he's on his way to Jerusalem. And just before he leaves the town that Bartimaeus lives in, there comes this amazing moment. It seems impossible that Jesus is passing by. It seems impossible that this blind guy would be at the right place at the right time. But the truth is, that's what scarcity does. When something's scarce, it increases our opportunity for something to happen. And this is what happens for Blind Bartimaeus. In the middle of that moment, he's begging. He's doing the thing that he does every day just to get by. And yet in that moment, his identity is turned upside down. It says in verse 46 that as Jesus was leaving Jericho, this is his last shot, as Jesus is leaving, the blind beggar Bartimaeus was sitting on the road, and he, verse 47, began to cry out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." This guy started out on what I call the path of a new identity. And so today, let me level. The first part of this path is, number one, reaching desperation. Reaching desperation. If you want your identity to be changed, it starts when we hit rock bottom and we realize that the only person that can change it is Jesus. It says in verse 47, he cries out, "Jesus, have mercy on me." Verse 48, everybody tries to get him to quiet down. And it says, and he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." He's not afraid of looking foolish. He's not afraid of what other people think about him. He's at a point of desperation where he says, "I need you, God." And so if you are on a path of changing our identity, it starts with that desperation, that I'm tired of being labeled by something or by someone that isn't Jesus. And so you start with this point of desperation. But the second stop along this path is not only desperation, but it is responding to the call. For Jesus stops in verse 49. He stops in the middle of the crowd and he says to the people closest to him, "Call him." And so they called the blind man. Now, in other words, Jesus doesn't call this guy directly. He uses imperfect people. He uses people that honestly were probably part of the crowd that was telling Bartimaeus to be quiet just a few moments ago. And yet Jesus uses those imperfect people to invite Bartimaeus to an encounter that would change his life. Could it be that as you are thinking about your identity change and you're thinking about who God wants you to be, could it be that God has placed imperfect people in your life, people that have been whispering something in your ear, people that have been trying to encourage you, people that have been saying the same thing over and over again, but if we're not careful, we'll discount the people that Jesus wants to use. Now, I mentioned they're imperfect because I know all of us are imperfect. And sometimes when we want an experience with Jesus, we discount the people closest to us. And maybe Jesus has said to them, whispered in their heart, call him or call her, and God wants to use them to bring you back to him. And so it starts with desperation. Number two, it leads to responding to the call. So are you responding? Are you taking that next step? And then the third stage in this process for him is it results in change. It results in change. And so he comes to Jesus, and Jesus asks him in verse 51, what do you want me to do for you? And the blind man says, Rabbi, let me recover my sight. I just want to be able to see. Verse 52, and Jesus said to him, go your way. Your faith has made you well. And immediately he recovered his sight, and he followed him on the way. This is a huge change. Jesus changes him. He totally adjusts his identity, and this change is lasting. There's a couple of things that change here. One is he got his sight back. And maybe for some of us listening today, we need to get our spiritual sight back. God, help me to see as you see. But he also casts off this cloak that he had wrapped around him. This is not something a beggar would do. Beggars would hold on to that thing. But instead, this seemingly insignificant piece of fabric to us was a source of security for him. And so for him, he casts off his security and finds his identity in Jesus. Maybe today you need to have your sight restored, but maybe today you need to let go and cast off that other thing that's been providing security outside of God. Here's what I know, is that when it comes to Jesus, your issues, they are not your identity. Jesus can step into any life, and he can change it for the better. Well, that's all the time we have on the podcast today. I'm so grateful you've been here today. If you found this encouraging, if you don't mind, would you consider sharing this with somebody on social media, email, tweet, however you want to do that. But we'd love to get the word out and encourage more folks today. And then I want to encourage you to join us back here tomorrow for our last of this week, Friday's edition of the Weekday Podcast. We can't wait to encourage you again. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.